The $400 million NEA Baptist Hospital and Health System is nearing completion, with the new facility expected to open in Jonesboro by this summer. The new hospital and health system is being built on 80 acres of land, which includes the NEA Baptist Hospital and NEA Baptist Clinic all under one roof, which follows the Mayo Clinic's healthcare model. The hospital will feature larger patient rooms and operating suites and will also carry the latest technology and amenities. NEA Baptist Administrator Brad Parsons.
As big as this project is, it's 800,000 finished square feet of hospital space, hospital and medical office space. And so there's a lot of parts and pieces to that. And so each area is going to finish up in different time frames. And as we get closer to move-in date, we will interface with some areas before we interface with other areas in our new hospital. And that will give us time to move in, to make sure that our staff is well-trained and well-versed in the new hospital and where things are and the processes and procedures that we have that have all changed. Those are all new processes for us. And so as, you know, each process has had to be looked at, the policies associated with those procedures that we have, and that's all processes that are taking place now. So the timeline of us getting into those spaces will kind of be determined on when they finish with a construction timeline.
Even though the hospital is still months away from opening, Parsons says officials are working out the transition details now.
The transition work is something that we spend a lot of time on. Even in my job today, each week we spend a significant portion of our time planning for the transition because there are so many moving parts and pieces. We have a transition steering committee that meets biweekly, and there are six subcommittees of that group. It's led by Scott Childers, who's an assistant administrator here at our hospital. And he does a great job with that. And it's a multidisciplinary group. We talk about everything from the patient care to the support services to the construction timeline and where we are and how things are going. So that is how we manage the process. But every day we get an issue coming across my desk of a specific decision we have to make or a piece of equipment that we have to get ordered in order to meet our timelines for the new facility.
And according to Parsons, the new hospital is attracting new doctors, which will expand the services available to patients.
We are continuing to grow, and NEA Baptist Clinic is continuing to recruit great physicians and great additions to our medical community. One of those doctors is Dr. Mark Wendell. He's an interventional radiologist, and he's a new addition, a new service line of our hospital. We're excited to have him, and that, again, that's a new thing for us. So we're learning about that service line and making sure that we're prepared for all that he can do in that service line. So interventional radiology is definitely one of those things, but we're growing in a lot of areas. Our cardiology department is growing significantly. Our cancer program and the new cancer center is just going to be phenomenal. So we're very excited about that service line and us and our ability to offer that comprehensive service in a comprehensive center that's standalone from the hospital. You know, it's on the back of the property. It's a 34,000 square feet standalone facility that will offer complete cancer care services, and we're very excited about that. So cardiology, oncology, and cancer care, new services, interventional radiology are all great additions to what we do at NEA Baptist.
And Parsons says the primary care clinics in town will stay where they are, with the specialist centers located on the campus of the new hospital. That'll bring a lot of people to the new campus, which will add to the amount of traffic that's already on Highway 49 between Jonesboro and Perigold. That part of the highway is also seeing an explosion of growth as more development is taking place between the cities. Parsons says NEA Baptist has been working with officials to address the traffic issues.
We have had several meetings with our elected officials and the Highway Commission to talk about that issue. We are going to impact the traffic on Stadium Boulevard as people go from the south end of town to the north end of town. And so I would recognize Mayor Perrin. He has been such a great advocate for exploring options and helping us along the way. We are currently installing a traffic light that will be at the main entrance of the campus, and that should be installed by the end of the year. And then we'll work closely with the Highway Commission to try to get that light turned on to help offset some of that concern today. But as we continue to interface with our new facility and as construction continues, there's a lot of people coming and going from that medical campus. And so it is a concern. And I think the chamber and also the mayor and his team have really been helpful to us as we look for other ways to have to get traffic in a north-south corridor. I know there's a lot of talk of an eastern bypass. That would be a great addition to our community and something that would take several years to develop as well.
And Parsons says the new hospital will also bring more jobs to the area.
Today we have about 650 employees at NEA Baptist, and we expect to have close to 1,000 people employed at the hospital when we open, and that doesn't count the clinic. The clinic will also be adding probably 100 jobs as well. So the economic impact of our growth will create new jobs for this area, and that's exciting for us. The other important point that I would make is that our growth curve does not stop when we move. And we talk a lot about that with our directors and managers today. Our plan is to continue growing. And so we will continue to create jobs well into the future. This is not a one-shot deal for us. As we continue to grow our service and as we get acclimated into the new hospital, that job growth will continue.
And that's Brad Parsons, who says the move-in day has not been announced yet. However, officials are still targeting this summer for the opening of the new facility.